And when I compared this deep calm of the elements with all the fury seething inside the plating of this barely perceptible nautilus, I shivered all over. The vessel was 2 miles off. It drew nearer, always moving toward the phosphorescent glow that signaled the Nautilus's presence. I saw its green and red running lights, plus the white lantern hanging from the large stay of its foremast. Hazy flickerings were reflected on its rigging and indicated that its furnaces were pushed to the limit. Showers of sparks and cinders of flaming coal escaped from its funnels, spangling the air with stars. I stood there until 6 o'clock in the morning, Captain Nemo never seeming to notice me. The vessel lay a mile and a half off, and with the first glimmers of daylight it resumed its cannonade. The time couldn't be far away when the Nautilus would attack its adversary, and my companions and I would leave forever this man I dared not judge. I was about to go below to alert them when the chief officer climbed onto the platform. Several seamen were with him. Captain Nemo didn't see them or didn't want to see them. They carried out certain procedures that, on the Nautilus, you could call clearing the decks for action. They were quite simple. The man ropes that formed a handrail around the platform were lowered. Likewise, the pilot house and the beacon housing were withdrawn into the hull until they lay exactly flush with it.